Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, everybody. Welcome to Mornings here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We hope you're having a great start to your Thursday out there. 9:05 on the clock at your host, James J. I am joined by Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We got some fun stuff to get into this hour. Then a right story, some good stories of the day. We're also going to catch up with our friends from the United Way. All that coming up. We dive first into some entertainment news and melancholy start to the show as we say goodbye to Christy McVie. She passed away yesterday. Christy McVie from Fleetwood Mac died yesterday after a short illness. She was 79 years old. Her family was with her in the hospital when she passed. I wanted to just play a little of Christy in the back here. I'm a big fan of Fleetwood Mac growing up. My mom, huge fan of Fleetwood Mac, so that made me a big fan of Fleetwood Mac growing up. My dad, big fan of lead guitars, so Lindsey Buckingham was a big deal in our family. My mom, one of the biggest Stevie Nicks fans you will ever meet in your life. I really like Christy McVie. I really liked her voice. I liked the way that she kind of just seemed to sit back. And while you had these huge egos and these huge personalities and everything and these incredibly talented people, you had somebody who, to me, was... I don't say this to take anything away from Stevie Nicks or anything like that, but I thought Christy McVie was just talented as Stevie Nicks. And I'm like, well, why isn't she more in the... You know, and I don't hear from her more and everything. And then, as a little kid, this song comes out. And I just thought it was the funnest, sweetest song. And there's a great guitar solo at the very end of it and everything by Lindsey Buckingham. I've been a fan of her since I was a little kid. Really enjoyed her work, her songwriting, a lot of what she did. And I thought, kind of felt like even to this day, she never really got her due. If there's a silver lining here, hopefully she will get it now. It would have been nice to give it to her while she was alive. She very deserved it. But, you know, these are one of the things that we could take from when we lose people is that, well, maybe now we can at least do what we should have done when they were alive and give them the credit they deserve. The band issued a statement saying, quote, "She was truly one of a kind, special and talented beyond measure. She was the best musician anyone could have in their band and the best friend anyone could have in their life." Stevie Nicks shared a handwritten letter on social media calling Christy her best friend in the whole world since the first day of 1975. It was very sweet. Stevie also shared the lyrics to the Haim song Hallelujah, which included the lines, "I had a best friend. She has come to pass. One I wish I could see now." Christy McVie joined Fleetwood Mac in 1970, wrote the classic Don't Stop, Everywhere, Little Lies. She also had the solo hit, of course, the one we were just playing, and Love Will Show Us How, and Got a Hold on Me. She married bandmate John McVie in 1969 to 1970. That song that I was just playing there, I did not know as a little kid. I would find out as an adult, she wrote that song about another man while she was married to John.
Whoopsie.
Yeah. How there has not been a Fleetwood Mac, you know, biofilm, I have no idea. There are a billion soap opera stories in that band.
Well, but maybe it's intentional. You know, same thing, maybe, and I agree with you, very talented artist and probably didn't get the recognition that she deserved, but maybe that's where she wanted to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because I think there's a fair number of artists like that or people who are so introverted, but then you see them get up on stage. I mean, I'm even talking kids, local artists, and they just flourish, but they really don't like or do well with the limelight other than when they're performing.
It happens to me all the time with this job or when I tell people I'm an actor, they assume that you want fame. They assume that you want to be the spotlight in that. And I don't shy away from the spotlight, but I have no interest in seeking it out.
Right.
I have no interest in being like George Clooney famous. I like the idea of having a career, but being able to still live my life. I 100% see what you're saying there. I never heard her say one way or the other that I never heard her say that she didn't feel like she got her due.
Or like she feel cheated or,
yeah.
You know, it's all,
so,
yeah.
I think maybe, you know, actually that's a stronger point to make, especially when we're kind of, you know, mortizing her and everything, to say that. I think that's a really good point to make. And just a heck of an artist. I know I'll be listening to a lot of her in the next couple of days here. Also wanted to touch on this. People Magazine has their People of the Year issue that they released. I don't want to brag here or anything, but I made the top 15,000. I made the top 15,000, everybody. Huh? Do I get a winning bell for that? Yeah! Mr. 14,972 right here. No, actually.
Did you self-nominate?
Yeah. I wrote my name in on the magazine. I wrote it in pen.
Oh my gosh. Remember when People Magazine, I mean, maybe it still is, but remember when People Magazine was like a big, you know, like you'd watch for the next one to be on the, in the grocery store on the stand?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it was.
I think that generally why other morning shows and us are talking about this right now is not because of young listeners. It's our age range and above.
I mean,
because
it was, and while it was entertainment, it was still thought to, I mean, it was still credible, right? Like, that way. But it's interesting.
The list, we're just grabbing a couple of names off of this list. Matthew McConaughey, when the Uvalde shooting happened, he quickly returned to his hometown, met with victims' families, spoke to the White House, and is credited with helping pass federal gun legislation. Also, it should be noted, he is still there. Like, he still continues to go there without the cameras.
It wasn't a jump
stuff.
In for 5 minutes. Yeah.
This is his people. This is his hometown.
Awesome.
And if you know anything about Matthew McConaughey, he loves Texas. He loves his people. Somebody that puts his money where his mouth is. Quintina Brunson. I journalistically should mention that I have worked with her a little bit. I love her. I adore her. So I am going to ramble about her a little bit. But she's incredible. She's very talented. All that other stuff put aside, she's just a very talented human being. She created the sitcom Abbott Elementary on ABC and won an Emmy for it. She wanted a show that was inclusive to all generations and have parents and grandparents alike laughing at the same jokes. Also giving kind of a Office or a Parks and Rec kind of like style to teaching, and so that maybe you would empathize with teachers a little bit more, and not just teachers but students, and especially inner city kids. Very fortunate in the majority of this state, and certainly in a town like this, that you don't deal with inner city problems. Not to say that you ain't got your own problems. Every area's got its own set of issues, but when you're
Different.
When you're asking a kid to go there and just learn, all you need to do is go to this building and learn. And it's like one of the last things you can think about because you've got a billion other things going on that street life pulls and brings you to. It's cool to see a show that it's on ABC. It's not like it's on HBO and you're seeing some like ground, you know, a dirty version of street life in the schools or anything. It's still kind of like ABC Disney'd, but it's still pretty darn realistic. And the cast and what she does on that show is so darn good. There's plenty of great TV out there. There's a lot of shows that I love. There's only really one show that I recommend to people, and it's Abbott Elementary. It's like one of the few shows that I recommend. No matter who you are, I would recommend that show. Jennifer Hudson. She launched her new talk show to create a platform where everyone feels included. She also became the youngest woman to achieve the EGOT status. That's where you win an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony. Yeah, she's incredibly talented. Yes,
she is.
I actually think that Jennifer Hudson's so talented. If she had done nothing in the past year and they still put her on this list, to be like, okay, I get it. I kind of get it. And Mila Kunis. Which is kind of an interesting name to see on the list here. For one, Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher, we've only really seen them in commercials. They haven't really done a whole lot of acting in recent years and everything. And I think a lot of people have just assumed that they don't want to. It's not so much that as they have found other causes. They have found other things to take up their time. Ashton Kutcher, I was rambling about this yesterday, has spent the last, I think, almost 10 years bringing awareness to sex trafficking.
At least. Yeah. I think even maybe pushing 15,
yeah, actually,
20.
You're right. Yeah, it's probably been around there.
Yes.
That's his focus now. Like, he's a great actor. He's really good, but he's also kind of like, I've done kind of what I wanted to do. I wanted to get a break. I wanted to prove I could do this. I've done that. Now I want to take this status and do something with it. Mila Kunis, you know, obviously his wife, not going to be very much different. When Russia invaded Ukraine, she and Ashton raised money for refugees. They raised $37 million just to date. And
that's awesome.
That's a number that's rolling right now. In case you didn't know, Mila was born in the Ukraine, so certainly has a personal tie to her. She still has family over there. So a lot on their plate when it comes to those things.
Absolutely.
I agree.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I think it's a good list. A little disappointed I didn't crack the top 15,000, but, you know, I mean, I get it. Next year.
Wait, what happened to 14,972?
Yeah, I got lowered after I mentioned it. I don't know how that happened. I didn't even know they could update it that quickly.
It's a fluctuating list.
As it turns out, it is, yeah.
How many pages is this edition of People Magazine? It's like a Webster's Dictionary. Boom.
You see, like, as I'm handing the magazine to people, and like, you can see how poorly I put like old issues in to try to like sneak. Or I took somebody like a James McAvoy, and I took like mail off like from a, because there's, like, actually,
you just white them out.
Yeah, yeah. And I just wrote my name in there, like,
a little Photoshop
after another James. Yeah. I saved this one for you, Tara. I thought this would be kind of fun. We have 10 new country songs to add to your holiday playlist.
Cool. I just need somebody to do my playlist for me.
I think that'll be fun. I think would be a little bit more fun. Yeah, I think that would be a little bit more fun is we go to break, we come back, and we can actually play these for the like little bits of this for the audience over the airwaves. So what I want to do as we go to break real quick, Terry, is just touch on the United Way's wreath auction that they have going on. It just kicked up this morning. It's already got a bunch of people bidding on these wreaths. I cannot stop looking at this. I don't want to say the one I'm looking at because I don't want it to
I'm not
going to
say mine either.
Yeah.
But I agree. Like, I keep pulling it up on my phone. So we did this morning at 7 a.m. launch our annual wreath silent auction. You can get the link, get connected to it by visiting uwswac.org, and you can click on the wreath banner, or you can go to our Facebook page and there is a link there. But we have 16 wreaths that were donated by different individuals, businesses, or organizations in the community, and those are being auctioned off, and the proceeds of the wreath auction go to our annual campaign, which is currently running. But they are absolutely gorgeous. And you need to, you know, hop on, take a look. Even if you're not going to bid, there's no cost to look. There's no cost until you win a wreath, right? Mm-hmm. And the auction closes at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, December 6th. So, you know, get out there, browse them a little bit. You can pick them up as soon as December 7th. So it could be, you know, a beautiful addition to your wall, fireplace, door, or they make wonderful gifts. And so I really encourage people to take a look because they are awesome. And I also won't tell you which one James is looking at because, you know, he doesn't want somebody to bid against him. But yeah. I'm telling you, I've got my eye on a couple of them too.
Yeah.
So
I actually, as I'm looking at these here, I'm getting like one or two in my head just in case I don't get the one that I'm
like
looking for.
Like a backup plan. Yeah. Yeah.
There are, I mean, this is creativity run on fire. It's awesome. It's so cool to see these. If you are even a loose fan of wreaths, encourage you to check these out. If you are just a little bit on the fence on it, I encourage you to check these out. Not only to help support the United Way and these artists and what they're doing, but I almost guarantee that you're going to see one of these and be like, oh, I got to get in on that. Like, if you're on the fence especially, but...
Well, and they're also well done, but there's also, I mean, there's... almost every color scheme is represented.
Yes.
And different, you know, there's woodsy kind of outdoors. There's the more decorative, like Victorian look. I mean, there's a little bit of everything. So it's, I don't know. I think it's cool.
I like the themes for some of these that they have. You know, there's the poinsettia themes, woods themes. There's a skiing one. There's, there's a gnome. There's all kinds of like different variety and different. It's just, I would not know how to begin to create an original reef. And these people every year are able to do this. It's incredible.
Yeah,
like,
they
really
are
good work.
They are gorgeous.
Just a big shout out to this community and everybody that gave up a reef here and made one of these. Like,
and, you know, spread the word, right? Like, tell
yes.
people that you know, maybe send them the link, because that's the goal, is to raise as much money as possible, right? And it is 100% fundraiser because they're completely donated. So, you know, whatever the going cost is goes directly to the annual campaign. And that helps to support 29 programs in our community. So, it's win-win, of course, but they are, I will tell you, I've seen them all in person because they're all in our office right now, and they are beautiful.
Yeah, I can't imagine. You can find out more by going to uwswac.org. Get in on this bidding. Get in while you can. I think I'm already a little late on one of them. get in on this while you get in on it before we do.
I'm already in.
Yes, you're good. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with the 10 new country songs to add to your holiday playlist here on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there, everybody. So I have here 10 new country songs to add to your holiday playlist. It is December now, so you can't complain that it's too early for Christmas music anymore. And CMT.com is on it. They did a roundup of 20 newer songs to add to your Christmas playlist. We got about 10 of them here. We'll go through a handful of them.
I don't really know why anyone would complain about that.
Yes, it's lost on you, completely lost on you. But we will. I'm actually going to play a little bit of the sample a little of these for people too. So first up on our list is "Almost Too Early for Christmas" by Dolly Parton and Jimmy Fallon. They just put this out last month. Let's go ahead and see a little of this.
Maybe gotta jump forward.
Yeah.
It's almost too early for Christmas.
Too soon to be singing this song.
There's still Halloween decorations.
And haters will say that is wrong.
I kind of like it. I have to admit, I can't.
Who says haters in a Christmas music?
I can't handle Jimmy Fallon. I can't. I just own this. I just will own it. I know he is very well loved and liked and everything.
Okay, that one's not going on my list.
No, I don't know if I've ever heard somebody in my life be able to make me not want to listen to Dolly Parton. Like, he just did it. Like, I don't.
You know, I will say, and of course that was not an old song, but sometimes the you know what I mean? Like the remakes, some people I can tolerate doing it. And sometimes I just want to hear Bing Crosby or,
right.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm good with, I really like the old stuff, but then I do like, well, for me, like Carrie Underwood, she could sing any song and
yes,
I'm totally fine
agreed,
with that.
Agreed.
Even if you can't see her.
Well, yeah, no, agreed.
But you know what I mean? But sometimes, but whatever that just was, pass.
I have an imagination of it. Sorry. It's so bad. Here is Thomas Rhett. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. So similar to what you were just kind of touching on there.
Tim is listening once again. Candy canes and silver lanes that glow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
A little twangy.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's not bad.
He doesn't. Does he normally do much that much twang to his? Because it seems like he's just
It's exaggerated right now
a little bit. Which yeah. I don't mind if it's just for the song. I get it. Yeah.
Some of his stuff is kind of twangy, okay. But I don't mind him, and I don't mind this. But I still want to hear the original version.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I've got to hear both.
I you know, if it's on the radio and playing, I'm not going to turn it off
right.
necessarily. But you're right. If I want to listen to it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. There's certain ones. Yeah. Here is Blake Shelton with "Holly Jolly Christmas."
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
I'm a Blake Shelton fan, so I'm fine with this.
Yeah.
I would just listen to his whole Christmas album, though.
Have a cup of
Cheers, It's Christmas is the album this is from. I don't think I've heard him sing a whole lot. He's got a nice rhythm to him.
I like him.
Yeah. Here is Holiday Party from Dan plus Shay. Or is it just Dan
and
Shay?
Shay?
It's
yeah.
just Dan and Shay. Okay.
Amazing.
We stay here at the house. Me and you. We'll throw a holiday party. Don't tell anybody. We'll pour us a drink.
This is country? Hold up.
This is how all of their music sounds.
Okay, this
all,
is pop.
Pretty much all the same.
This
it's
is pop
very
music.
Poppy.
This is not country music. This is pop music. This is, I mean, I got no problem with that. I'm just, I don't. Interesting. Okay. All right. Let's see here. And let's check out Cowboy for Christmas from Runaway June.
Dear Santa, bring me a cowboy for Christmas.
Listen to this.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
I don't.
Again, I wouldn't turn it off.
I haven't heard of them before. My goodness, they sound good.
Yeah.
That sounds like, I got to check them out. That
mm-hmm.
sounds like a couple. Is that a band?
Yeah.
Or just one singer, two singer kind of thing? Or, I got to check them out. I like the kind of old school kind of intro to it. I like that part. That was good. All right, not bad. All right, we got to take it right there. How about Elvie Shane,
yeah.
Elvie Shane, a new version of Elvis's Blue Christmas.
So I think with this, what I like about it is that he totally did a different spin on it versus trying to just sing Elvis. Because who can do that?
Nope.
You know what I mean? And you try and... So I do like the little bit different spin. I don't know that I would seek this out to put it on a playlist.
Yeah.
But again, if it came on, I'd let it play.
I'm 100% with you, though. If you're going to redo a song, a classic, or from a classic artist, don't try to be the artist. Just do your own spin on it. Yeah. Any good cover I've ever heard like that, it's the artist doing that. They're trying to pay homage through the song, but doing their own spin on it.
Well, it's kind of like the Thomas Rhett one, right? Like he stepped it up a little bit and put a little twang in it, and so it didn't. He wasn't just trying to imitate the original artist.
Yeah. And let's see, Mr. Christmas from Brett Ulrich.
Goodbye, awesome. I show you magic like you never seen. You are the angel on the top of that evergreen. We'll take a stroll down Michigan Avenue. I'll turn your heart green and red instead of blue.
Make your spirit bright. So I've never heard this song, so I don't know if this is his song or if this is a cover.
Yeah, it sounds like it's an original.
I like it. I like Brett Eldridge, so...
I like his voice.
Yeah.
He's got almost a crooner kind of voice. Yeah. I didn't know that he sounded like this.
Yeah, he's good. I like him.
He sounds like a crooner. I like it. Yeah. I might add that one. That's not bad. I'm going to check him out. That's pretty good. We have, I'm sorry, is it Haley Withers?
Yeah.
Withers? Okay. Haley Withers, New Baby for Christmas.
Long, pretty hair. I can stand and kiss him. I know I'll never miss him because he will always be there.
She has that old country sound, too.
She does. Little Leon Rimes kind of.
Yeah.
He kissed me on a hayride and took me for a sleigh ride and turned my white Christmas to blue. People are happy at Christmas time.
Ooh, I like the violin in there. I like that. Yeah. Not bad. Not bad. You were right. She has got that old classic, like Patsy Cline almost kind of like, that's an artist I feel like I'm going to hear her name a lot more, it seems like. Has she been around a while? Or
No, not that. I mean, I've only heard just a little about her. I mean, she maybe has been, but I've not sought her out either. But I do hear a little bit now and then.
Mm. I Only Want You for Christmas from John Langston.
Snow is falling. It's Christmas Eve. Presents are wrapped under the tree. Is there one for me?
I like that guitar.
Yeah.
I only want you.
I like this.
Christmas, baby. I don't need nothing else.
Oh, yeah.
And I've heard this before, but I enjoy this.
Yeah. I'm definitely adding this one.
Yeah.
This is my favorite so far.
I think it's my favorite too. Maybe Blake Shelton, but I think this is my favorite of this list too.
I kind of just want to let this play now. Like, that's pretty good. That's a good one. I'm going to remember that one. We do have one more on the list, although it does look like that they had a CMT themselves have 20 of them. So there's about 10 more out there. If you want to check them out, I encourage you to go ahead and go to CMT.com and find out more about them. So let's go ahead and try to get to one more of these. Lee Bryce's Santa Claus Was My Uber Driver. Oh, see, I can't let go of John there. Okay, here it is. Santa Claus Was My Uber Driver from Lee Bryce.
Santa Claus was my Uber driver last night. Picked me up at the airport after a flight. Had his red velvet hat on the dash. Big white beard, black boot on the gas. I just get a little stir crazy and I just gotta get out.
Santa spends his summers in Virginia Beach. Working late cause he spends all day with his feet. In the sand, cold beer in his hand, playing rock and roll.
Bad.
That's fun. That's super fun.
That's just a fun song right there. That, well done. Very well written, too. Like, nicely done with cute. The lyrics. That's a fun song. That I think so much, like, there's a lot of great new Christmas songs out there, but I think a lot of the ones that I think are the most enjoyable or whatever are some of these sillier ones, these fun ones and everything.
Think about Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
Who doesn't know it? And yes, it's totally silly, but that's kind of like an icon of our youth.
Yeah.
You know?
Really is. Yeah. Some good ones there, and hopefully some that you can add to your playlist and have some fun with your Christmas music this year. My mother, as I've mentioned, is the biggest Christmas fan I know. She loves Christmas music. When I was a kid, I came home from high school. I think it was high school or junior high. I don't remember. And she immediately comes running up to me. She's like, Jimmy, I heard this song on the radio. These four young boys, they sounded so good and so sweet. And they sang Silent Night or All I Want for Christmas or something like that it was. And I don't know who these guys are and stuff. And I'm like, okay. And she starts like, and I'm like, wait a minute, Mom, are you talking about Boys to Men? And it's like, oh yeah, that's it. I bought her the Boys to Men Christmas album. This like what, late 90s? It's all she'll listen to. Like, she listens to still classic, you know, Christmas music. But I guarantee you, any day now, that is going to be played in that house nonstop, pretty much.
You know,
she just loves that album.
I've got a couple of Christmas CDs, and some are specific artist albums, but then some are just, like, mix. Mm-hmm. And I still have some that I just go to.
You still go to them, you know? And that's why every year you've got about 50 different artists come out with a Christmas album, because they hold up. Like, they don't really lose. Like, you know, styles of music come and go. You know, Christmas songs kind of stay kind of the same.
Well, and especially if they do something a little more classic, right?
Yeah,
maybe put their own spin on it or whatever, but still, it resonates with people.
Going back to Carrie Underwood, I think that she's just one of the best I've ever heard at doing that, about being able to do it a classic. And she could even do it like you've always heard it, and it still sounds a little bit like of her own spin.
So have you heard her do The Little Drummer Boy with her son?
God, yeah.
That is fabulous. I love that.
That's so good.
I love that.
So good, yeah. We're going to take a break right here. We'll come back and have some more fun after Melissa's news. It's Terry and James taking you through your morning on WFHR.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I gotta go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Welcome back, everybody.
Listen to him all day.
Yep, all day. Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you. Christmas spirit alive and well. I love the classic of that one.
Me too.
I have to say, as far as newer versions of songs go, the one with Will Ferrell and Zooey Deschanel, I really do like that version too.
Oh, yeah. They do that remarkably.
Did a really nice job. One take they did that in. That's so amazing to me. I love when that kind of stuff happens.
Yeah, that is cool.
And it wasn't even a scene they had written. They had just kind of like, she was over in the back singing, and Will was going over his lines, and just kind of like when you hear somebody singing, kind of like singing
along.
Just
jumps in, yeah.
And John Favreau was like, that's great, you guys. That's gold. We should put that in somehow. And they figure a scene out, and they do it in one take, and it becomes that classic kind of thing. It's really cool. Right now, continuing with the Christmas theme here, we are going to get into, are these the best ugly sweaters to win an ugly sweater contest? Remember when we were talking about this earlier, when ugly sweaters were actually, I don't know, ugly, when they were ugly. And the
yes,
joke,
unfortunately, I do.
Right? The joke has been around so long now that the whole thing has become trendy and fashionable and not, you know, not like what it used to be.
Well, like if you watch the movie The Santa Claus, you know, Tim Allen is like just giving it to his ex-wife's husband, and you know, about, and they are truly just like the 80s obnoxious pattern. Like, they don't have anything Christmas on them, but it's just like, oh, nice ugly sweater, you know, kind of thing. And it's like, yep. If you still have any of those, it's time to retire them.
Yeah, yeah. I completely side conversation. I heard somebody mention the other day that Tim Allen should be the only one to play Santa. Like, that they love Tim Allen playing Santa so much that he should be the only one. He's very good. He's very good at Tim Allen. At playing Santa, he's very good at it. If you're in the market to buy a new ugly sweater, a website dug through the internet and found five good ones with over the top levels of silly.
All right.
The 3D dog ugly sweater with a dog face popping out the front. I'm just going to show this to Terry real quick. And
yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's an ugly sweater.
That is funny. I mean, it's... I think what the thing is with all these new ones, right? Yeah. Like you walk in a store and you can buy them. I think it's just the idea, right? Like you're supposed to be scrounging through your closet looking for your most obnoxious sweater, right?
Yeah.
But that one was cute.
I always thought that they didn't even have to be necessarily Christmas themed, just ugly. So yeah.
But now they're all Christmas themed.
Yeah. The 3D reindeer, a reindeer body sticking out the front and the back. wow. And it's actually.
Yeah, like, that's kind of obnoxious.
That's not only obnoxious. I don't even want to. How do you sit down in that thing? maybe it does give you a ledge to like put your snack tray on and stuff.
How do you wash it?
Here's where they get me though, Terry. $67.
Yeah.
For a gag gift?
Pony up, pal.
Nah, not me. No. And let's see here. The mirror, which makes anyone you're talking to the uglier. Oh.
Okay. Now that. That one I like.
The only thing that would make this better is if it was on the front and the back. I want a mirror on the front and the back.
So I like that.
That's pretty good. It's green with red stripes. It's got your typical holiday mirror and then a little bat, like a prize one.
I think, it looks like a little elf, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's a wreath. Okay.
It's a wreath.
I couldn't see it from back. Look like shoes to me from where I was, but... That I like that one. And if you have a dry, smart alecky sense of humor, this is your sweater.
Yes. Not surprisingly, you and I love this one. Yeah.
Did you see it's out of stock? Apparently, a lot of people love that one.
It is out of stock. Yeah. Oh, it is. Oh, that's funny. That's funny. And the light up reindeer with lights and a red scarf. Let's take a look at this one.
Yeah, and I've seen those around.
Oh, yeah.
The light up ones. It's almost kind of cute. Like if you were a kindergarten teacher, couldn't you see wearing that? Like. With your kids,
yes,
you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
It is obnoxious, but it's cute.
I like the sleeves. I like the sleeve. And I do like these ones where there's stuff like they're 3D.
I mean, don't forget to bring extra batteries.
Yeah, you're going to definitely need extra batteries for that. Oh, and it comes in black, red, and blue.
Oh, see?
That's nice. That's an interesting one. All right. And finally, tinsel and ornament. This one, which makes you look like a 3D decorated tree. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's kind of similar to the other one. Oh man, every single one of these I could never wear around any of my friends. They'd be picking at it, pulling at it.
The only thing better about this one would be if you literally bought a plain green sweater and then you went in the craft section and bought like the little balls and the garland. You know what I mean? Like you actually hot glued it on yourself.
Yeah.
Like that would be funny.
I actually like that idea about making your own.
Yeah. Or make it a contest. That's what you could do. Have all the supplies, like invite people over, right?
Oh,
and have all the supplies. And then you get like whatever, a half an hour to make your ugly sweater.
I like that.
That'd be fun.
Really fun idea.
And you can do it probably cheaper with a sweatshirt. You know what I mean? If you just bought a long sleeve t-shirt, but still that would be fun.
Look at us just helping people
here
out
we go.
With these great ideas and everything.
Come to us.
You're welcome, everybody.
we'll be back again next Wednesday.
Yep. We'll be back at this. I love the idea of making your own, especially when I see none of these were under $60.
Yeah.
Like that seems I'm not a cheap person, but
Or you do an ugly sweater party, but you say, you know, your sweater can't have more than a $20 value, right? Like you have to come
like
up with whatever it is.
Gotta make this a little more challenging now. Yeah, I think because it's just there's too many. I did think it'd be fun to kind of Google Wisconsin ugly sweaters just to see what would pop up. Got some good ones here, everybody. There is the Wonder Print Shop Ugly Sweater Christmas Knitted Sweater, which is the Wisconsin like crest, the logo of the state with Wisconsin in snow and all that.
Yeah, that is ugly.
It's pretty ugly, but it's kind of cool too. I think I like this one, Terry. This is the Wisconsin Blue Mandela Ugly Christmas Sweater, and that is colorful. Look at that.
Yeah, that's obnoxious.
That's obnoxious. All right, it's supposed to be right. It's supposed to be. Ugly and everything. This is my wheelhouse. I have horrible fashion sets, so I'm really good at this stuff. Let's see. There's one more I wanted to show you. The Com Style Funny Christmas Squirrel Lights Print Sweatshirt. And it's just these stupid things. It's a squirrel with basically kind of.
That's pretty funny.
I like that one.
Squirrel. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a squirrel with a bunch of Christmas lights.
You know what I see all the time in the store is it has like a llama head on it.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
And it's
follow all, and it's got its two front teeth sticking out. And you know, I see that one all the time. No offense to the llama and alpaca folks.
Of course not. There is a Milwaukee one that I kind of like. I kind of like this one, the Good Land. That's a pretty good one. I like it. But this one is the one I really wanted to show you, Terry, for all you Badger fans out there. This is the one, baby. Not only is this kind of, it's a Wisconsin Badger custom ugly Christmas sweater. So it's got all your favorite stuff of the Badgers and the red and, you know,
and
crimson
it's just
red.
Way too much going on.
Yeah, way too much.
Yeah.
But on the back, you can get your name and number on the back. So I love the like jersey sweater kind of thing about
and
this.
And they want to chat with you already. So you should probably just go ahead and order up.
I should probably go ahead and just buy that right now.
Tell them you're an influencer.
Ooh,
and you'll wear
it
and you'll wear it at your job on the radio where everyone can see it.
Yeah, I'm gonna let them know right now. Get me a free sweater here. I need them. You never realize how thin your wardrobe is until this time of year when you realize, oh geez, I have no sweaters. Like, this is not the time to be cold. We will take a I'm gonna talk to these people and then we'll take a quick commercial break. We'll come back with a That Ain't Right story, good stories of the day, and plenty more mornings on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you. We hope you're having a great morning. We're going to take it right to the top of the hour. I'm getting some good stuff here, and we want to get you ready for Morning Magazine, where in part one, we're going to welcome in Elise Sullivan. She is the Adult Outreach Coordinator, Pathway Navigator with Mid-State Technical College. And in part two, Allison John Jack Cranberry Outreach Specialist with our friends at UW Extension. Looking forward to talking with them in just a little bit. I want to get into this That Ain't Right story here, Terry, real quick. And
not what we've been doing?
No, right. It does feel like we've had a lot of those already today. And maybe this one isn't a That Ain't Right story to some out there. Some of you might actually like this one. Most Hot Pockets are consumed within walking distance of the microwave. But now you could see someone walking down the street eating a Hot Pocket.
Who does that?
Yeah, I don't know. Hot Pockets and an apparel company have created a pair of cargo shorts with insulated pockets. So there's a literal hot pocket, and it's specifically for transporting hot pockets.
No, come on. Put food in there?
Yep.
At first
glance, they're normal beige cargo shorts, but they have a cargo pocket on one thigh labeled hot with the message insert sandwich here. The pocket on the side is labeled cold.
This could go terribly wrong,
very,
at a party.
Very wrong. Very wrong. The front also has a graphic of a devil that says stay heated. The limited edition shorts will go on sale December 12th and will be available in sizes small through extra large.
And how many pair? Like 12?
Yeah, right. At the Hot Pocket website online shop.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I feel like they shouldn't be pants. I feel like they should be shorts.
They are short. They're cargo
shorts. Oh, they're
shorts. Oh, wait. Are they? Yeah, they're cargo shorts.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, somebody who's walking around with food and like hot food in their pocket probably is wearing shorts in the winter.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. They're shorts.
Absolutely.
So, full disclosure, I've never eaten a Hot Pocket in my whole life.
Really?
I've never even tried one. So I can't speak to that. Mm-hmm. But I get a visual of like gushy tomato sauce coming out in that pocket.
Absolutely. Like, yeah. The second you put that in there, give it 5 to 10 minutes and something will happen to smash
but
that.
But so now, okay, now you reach your hand in and then you're like, come out with.
No.
That is bad.
But
if you wore those shorts with your ugly sweater, you're going to be the hit of the party.
Oh, yeah. You are gonna rock it. You will never have a date again in the rest of your life, but you are going to rock that
Someone
party.
Local should work really hard to get a pair of those shorts.
Yes.
And then we will feature you on our morning show.
That's right.
We will have
that's
you.
Right.
We'll invite you to come in and show us how your Hot Pocket works.
Yep. Well, that'll be worth it. I can't imagine that not being worth it. There's no word on the price yet, but the shorts will come with one coupon redeemable for some Hot Pockets. So there's also a matching hoodie. Now, here's the thing, though. But it doesn't include an actual Hot Pocket. A hoodie is even better.
Like in your pouch pocket there?
Yeah, you got the pouch right there. Like, I would think that'd be even better.
Till you put your seatbelt on.
Yes. So true.
I mean, there's that. You know, I had a friend that he swore by cargo pants.
Yeah.
Because in that side pocket, you could put your beer bottle in there.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I've seen that.
You could be hands-free, right?
I have seen that a lot,
But, I mean, you could spill, but the messiness is definitely not as great, but that is hilarious. So do you have to heat your shorts up to get that pocket warm?
I can't find any information.
Or does the heat just defer, or is it a battery pack like Milwaukee, you know, like Milwaukee jackets?
Yeah. But I don't really, I would like some more detail on this, surprisingly.
I don't think I do.
As I'm saying it out loud, I'm like, I'm good. I'm good. I'll let my imagination just handle the rest.
Anybody that's wearing shorts that say caution, hot, probably we'll just leave that.
Probably. We go to some good stories of the day now. A couple in Arizona just got married in the same grocery store aisle where they met last year.
Okay, that's weird.
He's 78 and she's 72.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, maybe, but still.
They were both buying mayonnaise, and when they started chatting, then he proposed to her in the same spot earlier this year, and then they went back last month to tie the knot.
And they serve mayonnaise sandwiches.
Right, yes, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm too much of a romantic to
feel. I mean, it's cute.
I think it's just
I can
sweet.
Buy into the engagement in that spot.
Yeah.
But not the wedding.
Here is a photo of the couple.
Look at all the people Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
I can't even tell if there's anybody there that is actually part of the wedding.
I was just going to say, but they look like random shoppers.
Yeah, they just look like random shoppers. Everybody taking pictures of it. You know, there ain't enough love in the world.
That's pretty sweet.
It's sweet. I hear you about
it. It's weird, but it's sweet.
It is weird, but that weird can be loving, too.
It's not that ain't right. I mean, it's fine.
I don't know where my dating life would be without weird love. I don't know. moving on. A guy in Ohio found a bunch of FedEx boxes.
Meanwhile.
Found a bunch of FedEx boxes on the side of the highway and hand-delivered them himself. He says he saw a delivery driver dump them there. FedEx is now investigating.
So end of the day, I'm done delivering?
Yeah.
Like that kind of.
There is some bad stories out there with some of that stuff. Yeah.
Or have you seen those pictures? It's in California at that railroad exchange where all of the. And it's almost all Amazon packages, but, shipping stuff where these pirates are just like pillaging. It's millions of dollars worth. That is insane.
It's one of these things where I would like to think, and I don't put this on anybody, but I would hope that neighbors would look out for each other. That people are, and we do see some stories of that.
Because you hear the porch pirate thing, right? People watching for that. And honestly, we just had that. Some friends of ours were gone and for a few days over Thanksgiving. And she sent me a text. She's like, is there any way you could run to my house and get? She's like, I just got notified, which is nice now because now you know that your package has been delivered.
Yeah.
But she's like, I just got notified and I have a couple deliveries. Could you just go pick those up for me? And I'm like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Good on you. That is a good story.
But that is
right
cool
there.
That he... That guy picked those up and delivered them.
That's really something, yeah. A guy.
I mean, do you think he shopped them first? I'm kidding.
I know. That was good, though. A guy in New Hampshire accidentally threw out his wife's wedding and engagement rings after she cleaned them and left them in a paper towel. But sanitation workers helped dig through a mountain of trash and found them.
Oh.
He bought pizza for everyone to say thank you.
And he should have.
Yeah. You got to do something.
But that's, that's a sweet story. But that's one of those like heartbreaking, you know what I mean? Like an accident. Like, I mean, you know what I mean? Like no one's fault, right? Like
no,
she was letting out what? Oh,
just
that's sweet though.
Makes you feel for that. But it's great that they found it. And what a great idea this is. Pittsburgh is looking for volunteers for a program called Snow Angels that helps clear snow for elderly and disabled people. So all winter, they'll have their driveway and sidewalks shoveled for free.
Oh, cool.
Not only a fantastic idea for Pittsburgh, but I think for us around here, I've mentioned this before. There is a lady who lives a block or so, maybe a block and a half away from my folks. The last three winters, I've gone over there and checked in on her to see if I can help. That's just one person I know of. I know there are many, many other people out there that could use that help. I think that this is a great activity for kids. I think it's a great activity for the young. I encourage that very much. I encourage parents to encourage their kids to do this. It's a great life lessons. Yeah, are they going to grump and moan a little bit about doing it? Maybe.
And probably us older ones will moan afterwards
when we're
sore.
Right.
But no, that's super cool.
That's such a great lesson for kids to learn.
And
too.
I like the name of it.
Snow Angels.
Because
I like
making
that.
Snow Angels. But
yeah.
Oh, that's sweet.
It's a really cool program. I'm going to keep an eye on that and see how much that grows. That is really cool. And of course, another good story of the day kicked off this morning. Our United Way has their wreath auction going on. We encourage you to check that out.
Get on over to uwswac.org or check us out on Facebook. You can hit the link, and there are 16 wreaths there for auction. Already some activity and some excitement, but you can put in your one-time bid. You can put in a proxy bid, like if you have a maximum that you would spend, and it'll just bid for you as others maybe bid against you, maybe not. But this is a really fun way to support the community. All the wreaths are donated by individuals, organizations, or businesses. So 100% of what is raised goes to our fall fundraising campaign. And that auction opened at 7 a.m. this morning and will close at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, December 6th.
Good to know. And thank you for everything, Tara. Appreciate the time. Appreciate all you guys and your staff do for our community. Keep up the great work. We'll talk again next week.
Sounds great.
You guys have a great one. Stick around for Morning Magazine coming up right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.